is where
I still had this hankering for academic recognition. I thought that people who were lecturers, academics, researchers, teachers, you know, somehow they were up there with God. And that came from two places, I think. One, it came from my intellectual curiosity and feeling I'd lost, you know, 16 years. So I had a lot to catch up on. It came from wanting status and having very little status as a woman and as a severely disabled woman. And I'm afraid it came from wanting power. I've always wanted to have enough power to change things. Not to kind of become an arch criminal or to become prime minister, but I was very aware from a young age that power and authority and money gave you access to the rooms that we were never invited into. All I had was my £30 a week disability living allowance, 30 quid a week, and I used that to play the cleaner of the halls of residence to get me up in the morning and put me to bed at night. Well, that was the norm in those days.
Yeah.
No such thing as direct payments.
But
no such thing as home care. And anyway, it was quite a novelty having a disabled person at the university because, you know, we didn't go to university. We died or went to day centres.